This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, June 26th. God's word to you today is antidote. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 12, verse 15, from the Good News Version, and it says, "And he went on to say to them all, 'Watch out and guard yourselves from every kind of greed, because your true life is not made up of the things you own, no matter how rich you may be.'" A lot of people hate to admit it, but the truth remains that work can become an addiction. People can damage their souls, damage their families, damage their spiritual development, and damage their own physical health. But God is offering us a cure, His cure for workaholism. God is saying, relax. Realize your worth. Enjoy what you have. Limit your labor. Adjust your values. And expect God's care. What are you trying to prove, really? How much is enough at the end of the day? How often do you really relax? Is the whole thing really worth you losing your joy, your health, your peace, and your children? There are children that hate what their parents do because those jobs keep their parents awake consistently. Some other children have just resolved to hate their parents. Is it really worth it? Key question 5. Am I really trusting God? You need to check and be brutally true to yourself. Are you really trusting God, or are you just deceiving yourself? Have you noticed that resisting rest is a sign of immaturity? Have you noticed how children fight sleep when they are playing, or are really enjoying a television show, or when there is a lot going on around them? Children do this because they do not want to miss out on the action. The truth is, it is a sign of immaturity. Children always want to be awake to enjoy the maximum, and we are sometimes like that with God. We refuse to receive the rest He offers because we feel we will be missing something that work offers. God is saying, trust me, you need to rest. Just take the break. The fact is, some of us are running on an empty tank. Jesus is saying to you today in Matthew 11, 28 to 29, "Come to me, all you who are weary and overburdened, and I will give you rest. Put on my yoke and learn from me, and you will find rest for your souls." Will you accept His invitation and His offer? I pray that we will all take God's antidote for workaholism and find peace in God. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, because you are the Good Shepherd and my own Shepherd, I have all that I need. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.